Now to another country dealing with election-related violence, and that is Kenya. There may be a breakthrough in efforts there to calm the ethnic violence that erupted after disputed presidential elections. The opposition leader today called off further nationwide protests. The opposition now says, let's give mediation a chance. And the chief U.S. envoy to Africa says that that presidential vote count in the disputed election was rigged, but rigged by both sides. NPR's Gwen Tompkins is in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. She joins us. Gwen, what is the latest from there?
Well, the latest, Alex, is that there's an expectation now that real talks are about to begin. John Kafur, the president of Ghana and the chairman of the African Union, is expected tomorrow. The president has started talking about sharing power. But it's important to remember that these are only early signs. As Assistant Secretary of State Jendai Frazier said today, she's here in Nairobi, she said there's a lot of mistrust between the two men and their followers.
So the ethnic fighting that erupted after the vote count, are there reports now that, in fact, the death toll from that may be higher than we had reported last week, which was, what, right around 300, I think?
That's the figure that we've been reporting, just over 300 people. Now, it probably won't surprise you, Alex, to realize that both sides, of course, disagree on the number of dead. The Ministry of Special Programs, which is, of course, an arm of the government, is now saying that nearly 500 people have died nationwide in post-election violence. But the opposition is saying that many more have died. I mean, they're using a figure of around 1,000 people.
And there are also, of course, hundreds of thousands, by some reports, who are displaced. These are essentially internal refugees within Kenya, especially in the western part of the country. Is that right?
The figure for displaced people hovers around 250,000 people. And many of those displaced folks are from the Kikuyu ethnic group. This is the tribe of the president, Mwai Kibaki. The Kikuyu, more than any other tribe in Kenya, has coverage all over the country. And this dates back to independence 40 years ago. The Kikuyu bought a lot of property around the country. They became farmers, particularly in western Kenya. And as far as they're concerned, they have been residents of western Kenya for the past 40 years, two generations. As far as the other ethnic groups that are living in western Kenya are concerned, they believe that the Kikuyu have never belonged there. They've resented the fact that the Kikuyu have the land, and many believe that politics and most importantly, politicians have exploited these rivalries at election time and did so again at the end of 2007, which is why we've seen such a terrible expression of ethnic rivalry in the West.
So you're seeing the Kikuyu people having more or less used their prosperity to settle in other people's traditional lands. They're now being driven out, or at least the others are trying to drive them out.
That's what it looks like. Now, of course, other members of other ethnic groups have been moved as well, been forced off their property. So I don't want to leave the impression that it's only the Kikuyu who are on the run. However, because the Kikuyu have the coverage that they have around the country, you know, this is a story that is, that has currency across the country. And the Kikuyu's ethnic homeland is in central Kenya. It's called Central Province. And so what appears to be happening is that the Kikuyu are being pushed back into Central Province. Now, of course, that creates all manner of problems for the people who already live in Central Province. At this point, we don't know whether any future deal between President Kibaki and the challenger, Raila Odinga, will result in the Kikuyu being able to go back to their land.
NPR's Gwen Tompkins joining us from Nairobi with the latest update from Kenya. Gwen, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.